Hope and Healing for Single Moms, A Journey to Wholeness Through Christ. Day 4. Refresh Signs of Health and Wholeness. Isaiah 40:11. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. As a single mom, your heart may be a patchwork of wounds, some fresh, others long healed but easily reopened. Maybe every call from the lawyer or every court-ordered visitation sends your mind spiraling. Will they be okay? What new chaos will unfold? How do I protect them? How do I shield my own heart? This is survival, and it's real. Your nervous system reacts as if the original injury is happening again. Cortisol floods through your body. Thoughts scatter. You feel tense, exhausted, and disoriented. You try to power through, but your body screams, "You're not safe." But here's the truth. You don't have to live in survival brain. God sees, God knows, and God gently leads. Isaiah 40:20 describes those who see many things but do not observe. Their ears are open but do not hear. Overwhelming pain dulls our senses. You go through the motions of packing lunches and attending appointments, but your heart shuts down. You're in survival mode, enduring, not living. God offers more than survival. He offers refreshing. One key decision impacts your healing. Learn to recognize when your protective brain takes over and reroute. Here's how to refresh your spirit when overwhelm surfaces. Pause and breathe. One deep breath tells your body you're safe now. Place your hand over your heart and whisper, "God, I am safe with you." Speak truth. Lies shout during crisis. Replace them. "I am loved. I am not alone. My child is in God's hands." Stay present. Painful memories live in the past. Healing starts now. Notice 5 things you see. Feel your feet on the floor. Sip water slowly. Run to the shepherd. When you feel scattered, go to the one who gathers. Isaiah 40:11 promises that God carries you close to his heart, especially those with little ones. Difficult moments will return. Court letters, drop-offs, text messages, and holidays highlight what's missing. But these waves of pain don't mean you're failing. They tell you you're human, and each wave is an invitation. Will you let God carry you this time? You can learn to notice when you're shifting from peace to panic, from clarity to confusion. Say to yourself, "This is hard, but I'm not powerless. I can reroute." Each small step makes space for healing. As you grow, signs of health take root. You respond instead of react. You rest without guilt. You release what you can't control. You receive God's love in everyday ways. This won't erase legal battles or make custody exchanges easy, but it transforms your heart posture in the middle of chaos. God never asked you to carry it all. He asks to carry you. Healing doesn't mean forgetting. It means learning to live whole again, even while still mending. It means inviting the shepherd into your parenting, your paperwork, your pain. Even if you've slipped into old patterns such as numbing, snapping, or withdrawing, today is new. You can reroute. You can refresh. And your shepherd is already beside you, gathering your weary heart into his arms. Prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for seeing my pain and gently leading me when I feel overwhelmed. I confess that I often fall back into survival thinking, believing I'm alone, unloved, or beyond healing. But today, I choose to reroute. I want to walk with you, trust you as my shepherd and healer. Carry me through the hard moments, refresh me with your love. In Jesus' name, amen.